And now the game where we talk to people who do everything and ask them to do something they haven't done yet. Now, you know Alan Cumming. You probably don't know who he really is. He's Eli Gold on The Good Wife, but he's not really a Jewish-American crisis manager. He was Nightcrawler in the X-Men movies, but he's not really a German mutant. He is an actor, singer, author, director, and proud son of Scotland. He is with us today. Alan Cumming, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you. Hello. Thanks very much.
I often ask this to people like yourself, but I always secretly know the answer. In your case, I don't. What do people most often recognize you from?
Oh, it's so hard to tell. I used to sort of gauge people when they'd come up to me by their age or their, you know, some sort of demographic. But now I can't even tell. It's really amazing. Like, there'll be some little kid will come up and go, "I love you on Masterpiece Mystery." And then some old granny will come up and say, "I loved you on, you know, X-Men." It's just so difficult.
Yeah.
I was in a cafe in Louisville. And a lady came up to me and was like, "I loved that film you were in when you played the imaginary friend." And I was like, "That's an imaginary film. I don't know what you're talking about."
You've done all these extraordinarily different movies, for everything from Eyes Wide Shut to Viva Rock Vegas.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you have a rule by how you pick roles?
Obviously not, if you look at my...
The Flintstones and Viva Rock Vegas, that was just for the aesthetic challenge, I'm sure.
Totally. I'd always wanted to, you know, I'm a Fred Flintstone fanatic, so yeah. I wanted to get dressed up in a green outfit and be suspended in wires for weeks on end.
And the check cleared, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely.
But it weighed 200 pounds and it was made out of stone.
Yeah.
I thought I knew your career because I'm a theater fan and I knew of all the work you've done there as well as the movies. We were looking through your resume. We found some things I had never heard of. You hosted a talk show with your dogs?
So it wasn't really a talk show. It was called Midnight Snack. What I did was I would introduce a film and my dogs would be there on the set with me. And at the end, I would come back and talk a little bit more. My dogs would kind of grade the film.
How did they indicate their opinion of the film?
Well, Honey, she was the bigger dog. She would do two paws up or two paws down.
Sure.
And sometimes four paws up if she really liked the film.
Wow, that's enthusiastic.
And then my Chihuahua, Leon, what we eventually ended up doing was he would howl if he liked it. That was the gag.
That was also how Siskel and Ebert used to review movies in the very early days.
Yeah. Now you are touring with your own cabaret show called Alan Cumming Sings Sappy Songs.
Correct.
I got the record. You have a record of the show a version of the show. And I was like, Sappy Songs. I like Sappy Songs. One of the great things about the record, and I'm assuming this is true of the live show as well, is the stories you tell.
Yes.
You tell some amazing stories about yourself. Like there's one about a tattoo that I found quite amazing.
Okay. So 16 years ago, I met this boy and we became a couple. And it was a very intense, crazy relationship, really stupid. And after so much so that after 2 weeks of knowing each other, we had our names tattooed on each other's bodies, on our groins.
Right.
Who
brought up that idea?
You know, I can't remember. I think it was just one of those sort of things. It seemed like a great idea, and we both just thought it was, you know. "I've been wanting to have a tattoo." "Me too. Let's get each other's names tattooed. We love each other. Let's do it. Yay." And then four months after that, we'd split up. It was a 4.5 month relationship. And I had, his name was Raven. And I was going to change it to like Ravenous or Craven. But then I didn't. So I had it removed in a very, very painful with the laser, tattoo removal thing, because basically when I started, you know, getting into the dating game again, it became really embarrassing when people would be in that area and they would be like, "Who's Raven?"
Well, I mean, so there you are. You meet somebody, things are going well, you think it's going to proceed to the next step, and do you start thinking to yourself, "Okay, I need to warn this person"?
Well, like, when I had the tattoo,
when
I was like, you know, if you're going down there, I should say something. Yeah. there's a strange word very near where you're going to be busy.
Do you know what became of Raven's tattoo?
I do. That's the punchline to the story.
Yes, please.
So Raven is coming. He lives in Cleveland, and I'm doing a concert there on Sunday evening.
Oh, wow.
Raven is going to be coming, and I'm really hoping he will come on stage and show us his tattoo, because...
Is it the same place that you...
Exactly the same place. And so I got mine removed, and then we met up, 9 months later and had this kind of awkward evening, and he said to me, "Do you still have your tattoo?" And I was like, "No, I had it wrenched from my body by laser." And then I said, do you still have yours? And he went, kinda. And then right there, where it used to say Alan, it now says balance.
Nice.
Well done, Raven.
Yes, exactly. A for effort again.
Well, Alan Cumming, we are so delighted to have you with us. We really are. And you know, everyone knows why. But we have, in fact, asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Bad Wife. Bad Wife.
So, you, of course, starred in the TV series The Good Wife, so naturally we thought we'd ask you about Bad Wives. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of Carl Castle. Bill, who is Alan Cumming playing for?
Sam Robinson of Mesa, Arizona.
All right, you ready to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've done harder things. One thing that makes a bad wife might be attempted homicide. In 2015, a British woman failed in her attempt to murder her husband and then was caught. How? A, he attempted to assassinate her at exactly the same time and they realized they still had a lot in common. B, she faked a suicide note for him in which he said supposedly he wanted a death with dignity, but she misspelled it dignity. Or C, it turns out the website assassinsrus.org is not a real business.
I think B, I think this misspelling.
That's exactly right. That's what
Yay!
Happened.
And
the husband survived the poisoning attempt and the police were investigating and they actually said to her, would you just write the word dignity? And she wrote dignity. And they were like, you're busted. Another bad wife is Vicky Lowing of Australia. She showed her true wifely qualities when she did what to Mr. Lowing? A, she sold his kidney on the internet while he was still using it. B, attempted to kill him with a Vegemite overdose. Or C, chose her beloved pet crocodile over him.
I think perhaps the kidney thing.
No, it was actually the crocodile. She said, I can't stand this crocodile. Either he goes or I do. And she said, goodbye, I'm sticking with Scaly. All right, this is good. This is exciting.
Oh, it's a tiebreaker.
I know, it's a tiebreaker. Yes. You can win it all with this one. So there was a Romanian woman who did not report her husband's death for 2 weeks. Why not? Was it A, she said, I enjoyed the quiet. Was it B, it took that long, she maintained, for him to start smelling worse than he did when he was alive? Or C, she was convinced he was faking it so he could sneak off with a mistress?
I think we're going to go with A.
I'm sorry, it was actually C.
Rubbish!
I know, I'm sorry.
The mistress, she thought he was dying.
Yeah, she actually was convinced that he was trying to like somehow sneak off. So she sat there and looked at the dead body for 2 weeks. And when he failed to move, she was like, all right.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Bill, how did Alan Cumming do on our quiz?
Alan, no one loses on this show.
Oh, good.
So you did great.
Oh, hey.
1 out of 3.
Alan Cumming is on tour now performing songs from his new album this weekend. He'll be at the Palladium in Carmel, Indiana, and at Playhouse Square in Cleveland, where there will be an interesting reunion, or so we hope. Alan Cumming, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Alan Cumming, ladies and gentlemen. Bravo.